Welcome back, pets. If you're listening to this recording, then it's safe to assume that you have a pretty healthy smoking fetish. Lucky for you, I like that. Now, what I want you to do is get comfortable and keep in mind as you go through this experience with me that if you wish to smoke during certain types and parts in the induction, you can feel free to do so, but only if you feel though that you can do it safely. And I'd actually prefer that you wait until it's the proper time for you to do so, and I'm sure you'll do that for me. So do keep your cigarettes close by in an ashtray, and I want you to be comfortable for me. Now, while you get comfortable, I want you to go ahead and close your eyes and allow yourself to focus a little bit more easily on my words, because I have important things to tell you. Things that require you listening to me carefully. And while you do this, you can simply relax and let go for me. And this will become more effortless. And in fact, you've already gone into trance, listening to my voice. So it stands to reason that in some deep part of your mind, some part of you is already acclimating and shifting inside, because you may associate hearing the sound of my hypnotic, sultry voice with being in a deep, deep, submissive trance. You might listen to my voice and notice the way it flows like streams of smoke. And I'm smoking right now, and what I want you to do is use your inner vision and use your imagination while you relax and imagine that I'm right in the room with you and that we're sitting close to each other so that you can see me right in front of you. And I'm going to teach you things that you need to learn. And when I do this, I like to smoke because I find it's very relaxing. And there is something comforting about it. And most people who smoke or enjoy the thought of smoking associate relaxing and tension release and stress relief with smoking. So when they feel stress, they smoke and feel better. It's a relaxing break. It's a little treat. It's the time when you don't have to think about all those pressures. You don't have to carry those burdens at that moment. You can simply just sit back and relax and feel that warmth flowing inside of you. Somehow filling you just the way you want, just the way that feels right for you. And so I want you to watch just how relaxing smoking can be. You might focus on any number of things. You might be watching the way the smoke twists and curls from the tip of my cigarette. You might be focused on the shiny, sheer, smooth, silky, black gloves holding the cigarette, the long, sexy cigarette. Or maybe you're focusing right on the tip of it because you already associate the color red with my control on some level. Perhaps a deeper level now as you watch the tip. And every time I take a deep drag, you watch the red tip of the flame glowing and then fading again. Watch closely, dear. Glowing and fading. Maybe your eyes and body can even feel the way the smoke slowly and smoothly passes by you. Because we are sitting so close, it's easy for the room to fill with this smoke. And you can feel better and better and relax a little more deeply. You might notice yourself sinking just ever so slightly down into a more comfortable position so you can watch and learn. Watching the red tip glowing and fading. And each time I take a puff, I send a silky stream through my shiny red lips, right towards your face, so that it comes towards you and merges with your flesh, and it slides over your skin, and it feels comforting, though you might feel a bit dizzy at times. As long as you focus on my voice, you'll be able to relax more deeply. And it's so easy to watch me smoke. You've probably been watching sexy, seductive women smoking for years. And now I'm right here in front of you. And as you watch, you become more wonderfully fixated on every word that I say. You can imagine the sultry smoke slipping right through my lips at this very moment, and the tip of the cigarette glowing and fading. I send little streams of beautiful smoke, sweet, scented smoke, so that it spirals. Your eyes notice those circular patterns, and your eyes gravitate following the pattern of the trails of smoke, even locking in more on my lips, my red shiny lips, my red glowing lips, the red of my fiery glowing hair, framing the picture that you see. Everything else seems to be slowly floating off into the periphery as it's easier and easier, and I move just a shade closer to you. And the shiny black glove holding the cigarette to my lips, red and glowing, fading. And as you watch, you feel more and more drowsy. It's more relaxing. The longer you listen, the easier it is to watch. And if my words are flowing into your conscious mind, they can also flow with the smoke into your unconscious mind. Or perhaps your conscious mind is just watching the glowing, noticing it spread and fading. And every time the glow fades, you can feel the glow spreading inside of you. And every time you breathe out, your tensions and your worries are blissfully fading relaxing and fading. I pull the cigarette to my lips once again, and another interesting thing happens. In your mind, it's almost though you're imagining yourself smoking. And in your mind, as I raise my hand, you raise your hand. And as I bring it to my lips, you bring yours to your lips. In your mind, you wish this were real, but you can easily imagine watching the tip, so red and vivid, glowing. And fading. And the exhale of smoke feels so good. And each time you breathe the smoke in, inside your mind, you can imagine it flowing right down, the way it flows smoothly down, past the lips, down the throat. Some of it escapes up into the head, foggy and swirling, seeming to wipe away the resistance. And you can also feel that glowing start to spread through your body. As you look more intently, your eyes are softly focused with less and less effort. It's easier to watch me take a deep drag and imagine you're doing the same thing, mirroring each other as if you were looking into a mirror and seeing the way you wish you were smoking right now, glowing, fading, glowing, fading. Fading away more and more. With every fading, dimming light, it's as though your own mind is slowly dimming and fading, relaxing and melting, letting go more and more. And it takes no effort. This can happen by itself. The more you listen to my voice and allow my voice to fill the open space so that you can only focus and concentrate on my voice, guiding you deeper into relaxation, allowing more pleasure to spread through you softly as the smoke seems to enter you. And every time I breathe in, you breathe in, breathing in relaxation and exhaling, letting go of resistance, breathing in the glow, the deep red glow, and exhaling and feeling stress dissolving and fading. Thoughts consciously fading. Your own will slowly fading. And you feel yourself slumping slightly, beginning to sink even deeper. And the smoke twists and turns. And as I send wave after smoky wave, flowing over your skin, you can feel how good it feels. And as you let go even more, and the smoke takes you deeper, and as I put out one cigarette and immediately light another, and the smoke seems to fill the room so completely that it makes you feel a bit lightheaded and dizzy. And now we're almost face to face. and the vision of my face is becoming the only thing you can see. My red fiery hair framing the vision that locks you in even deeper. Deeper into the vision of my shiny red lips, my silky black gloved hand, and the red glowing tip of my long, sexy cigarette as you breathe in with me, feeling the glowing. Feeling your mind fading. Breathing in the relaxing, glowing. Feeling your resolve fading. It's easier and easier now just to do as I tell you. And with each passing moment, and with each breath, and even with each beat of your heart, the smoke seems to affect you more, almost having a sleepy, drowsy effect, a dizzy, narcotic effect, something that makes you want to breathe it in more. And as you notice the beautiful vision of femininity filling your eyes, you watch even more intently and see nothing else but yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, your eyes fixated on the glowing. Your body feels the glowing. You breathe in the smoke and you inhale the glowing. You taste it on your tongue and you enjoy the glowing. You can notice it surging through your veins, flowing through you, in you, out of you, and around you, slowly becoming sleepily surrounded by an endless stream of spiraling, silky smoke. And as you let go even more, you find it more and more difficult to keep your eyes open. And I send the stream of smoke into your face, and you feel the glowing. And fading. Glowing. And fading. And it seems almost as though each swirling band of smoke sends you into a deeper fog. Your mind feels so relaxed and foggy, your eyes fluttering. In your mind's eye, you can even feel the eyes fluttering. It's such an alluring vision. You love to watch me smoke. You love to watch a sexy woman smoking this way, the way it makes you feel. And as you let go even further, your mind is starting to drift even deeper, and the deeper you drift into the sleepy, sweet, foggy smoke, the more your mind opens to all of your feminine desires as they slowly surface. They surface more each time you feel the spreading of the glowing. And slowly feeling yourself slipping away. Your mind slipping away. Your body becoming so relaxed. Every muscle group in your body completely detached from tension. utterly becoming void of stress as you fill yourself with the glow. And feel your mind and your will fading. That's a good pet. Your eyes fluttering and straining. Maybe they even blink. And if they blink right now, they'll be blinking again. And each time they blink, it's harder to pull them open. Each time you blink, as the smoke streams towards you, the plume spreading right inside of you, moving through your lips, and it almost can seem to you as though being in this place is causing your every pore to open. Your pores are expanding and literally pulling smoke inside, almost like a sponge that draws water into it. And you feel yourself letting go more and more, watching your mistress smoke, the red seeming to fill you from the inside, glowing. Mind fading. And by the time I finish this cigarette, your eyes will have closed. And there are only 3 drags left of this cigarette as you intensely watch and feeling yourself growing weaker, more and more unable to resist what's happening, and increasingly happy and content in this knowledge as I take more and more of your attention, so that your attention is utterly and completely fixated as your eyes struggle to keep open, loving to watch. You simply can't look away as I take the first of the 3 drags, glowing, fading right into your eyes, causing them to feel a heavy coating, almost dragging them down, like shades on a window being drawn, being pulled down. But you want to watch. It feels so relaxing to watch as I take the second drag. The glow is filling you, thickening your eyelids, making them so heavy, making your body feel even as heavy as your eyelids, and then twice as heavy, wanting so desperately to watch, unable to look away. You're simply there at my mercy, knowing your eyes are wanting to stay open, but finding it more difficult to keep them that way, and feeling them drifting down, fluttering, fluttering as I take the last drag off my cigarette. And the glow fills you, filling your eyes, coating them as they close. That's it. And as they close, your mind's eye can continue watching, still locked in, as though I were still smoking, still feeling the glow increase every time, deepening your trance, feeling you fall helplessly into hypnosis, and enjoying it the more it happens. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you can only listen to my voice. And as my voice flows like the streaming, silky, sensuous smoke. You can breathe it into you deeply. And as you do, your mind is becoming completely open. Completely open. More and more effortlessly accepting and feeling such deep feminine desires inside of you. You do have secret desires, and I know about them. And I'm watching you helplessly plummet as I keep the room filled with a constant swirling fog of thick, sweet, creamy smoke. And as your breathing becomes more deep and more powerfully relaxed, your mind is becoming so open now that I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. And with each number in your mind, you're still watching the smoke, eyes locked on the long tip, glowing and fading. And each time I count a number, you fill with the glow. The number seems to fill you with the glow, so that every time I count a number, the only thing you think in your mind is fading. You feel the glow enter you. You feel yourself fading. You feel your thoughts fading. And by the time I reach 1, your mind will be completely empty of everything but the glow. 10. Fading. 9. Glowing. Whispering to yourself, fading. 8. Glowing. Fading. That's it. 7. Glowing. Fading. 6. Glowing. Fading. 5. Glowing. Fading. Fading. 4. Glowing. Fading. 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 3. Glowing. Fading. 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 2. Fading. 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 Fading so completely. 1. Perfectly glowing. Filled with the glow in your empty mind. Filled with the glow throughout your silky body. And now that you're so deep, your mind is so open to my suggestions. And you'll always go this deep and then twice as deep anytime I tell you to surrender to sleep. The instant that your mind hears those words, the instant that I convey those words to you in any fashion, instantly, glow and fade. And your mind instantly, completely, consciously fades away, leaving you blissfully empty and open. and utterly helpless because you're wanting to accept my suggestions and you're wanting to go deeper. And each time I tell you to surrender to sleep, you go twice as deep as you are right now, and then twice as deep as that, and then twice as deep again. And as the smoke swirls around you, you begin to feel yourself filling with your feminine desires, your most naughty feminine desires, being with your mistress, Joanne, and feeling yourself need to be feminized. And really, it's not even a matter of what you need and crave. It's really all about what I want. And what I want is to take your manhood away, to turn you into a beautiful, sexy, feminized sissy, to turn you into a beautiful, feminine, slutty sex object, someone that you can imagine in the deepest part of yourself, in those deepest, darkest shadows. You can effortlessly feel what's happening, feeling so happy here, feeling a growing need, in your mind still watching me sucking. And these feminine desires make you want to suck. You begin to feel yourself as though you were looking deeply into a mirror and seeing your most feminine self, seeing and feeling everything in your body changing. I take a deep, deep drag off my cigarette, and as I pull the smoke down, down, flowing down, I then exhale the most sexy and hypnotic swirling plume between your legs, and suddenly your cock is gone, your balls are gone. Suddenly everything between your legs feels smooth, silky, soft, shaven, smooth. The only thing you become aware of is how your clit seems to be firming, becoming more aroused down there. In fact, you now have a pussy, and at the very moment that I took away your cock, you notice in the reflection that you have large breasts. Large, full, voluptuous breasts, the ones that make you feel them heavily, firmly, swelling and protruding. Nipples are becoming hard, and you look even deeper into the vision, the smoky, foggy vision, seeing yourself the way you want to be, seeing yourself the way I demand you to be. Becoming a completely sexy, utterly feminized, and controlled, submissive slave girl. Allow those visions to continue to fester, spreading like a contagion inside of the deepest recesses of your mind. Feeling yourself connect with all of these visions, seeing the changes, feeling them, feeling yourself slip through the mirror right inside to them, slipping into them, feeling more and more open to my every word, going twice as deep as you surrendered to sleep. As you feel yourself falling, continuously enshrouding your thoughts in a deep, rich, thick, foggy film of smoke, soaking into your pores so that you begin to crave, And every time you crave the thought, crave the feeling of a cigarette between your lips, you feel so slutty, you feel so sexy, and you feel more helplessly controlled, which arouses you. And as it arouses you, it increases my hold upon you, making you be what I dictate, causing your subjugation to deepen. The more it does, the greater your pleasure as it expands you, feeling that glow flowing through your breasts. They're so large and firm. 36 double D, big and busty, and your mind happily empty. Your body, sexy for me. You dress so slutty so that you can attract. You can attract sex and what you really want whenever you think of sucking on your cigarette. It deepens and doubles your craving to be sucking something even more full and thick, long and stiff between your lips, opening them, wrapping your painted red lips around the tip, and then sliding down the shaft. And your mind is beginning to associate feminine smoking with sucking cock. And the smoke tastes yummy. And the thought of tasting cock filling you with cum feels so yummy. The smell of sex is in the air, making you dizzy, causing your libido to begin to escalate and multiply. And your own mind folding in on itself, so completely open to my every command now. The more you listen, the more deeply you surrender to sleep. And now as you let go even further, enjoying your body the way it feels, your legs are long and silky and smooth, sexy and shiny. Your waist so slim, and you might notice a tightness in the center of you. Notice the corset tightly controlling your figure, your soft, pliable figure shrinking at the waist, hips flaring out, and your sexy, full, perky, and full breasts making you more and more a sex object, a sleepy, obedient, hypnotized sex object. And now I direct your attention to the back of your mind. And to the back of your mind, I want you to see as though you are looking into another room through another mirror, looking into the other room and seeing the male form of yourself. See the male form of yourself and notice how aroused you are. See that part of yourself, and as you do, surrender to sleep. Notice how effortlessly he surrenders to sleep, because he always feels himself falling into a deep trance, into a deep, submissive, aroused, hypnotic trance whenever he's watching a sexy woman smoking, looking through the mirror and watching the feminine form of yourself, those big, beautiful, pendulous breasts, shiny red lips, smoky, seductive eyeshadow, your lovely face all painted just the way I want it. And the male part of yourself can only watch, watching the tip glowing and fading glowing and fading. He's completely helplessly watching. He's a captive, and he can't get through the glass. And he's becoming aroused at the sight of seeing you and being you, wishing he could be on the other side. His cock is starting to twitch, and his hand is sliding slowly down and wrapping around it. And as this happens, the vision enters your mind of her. She somehow is wrapping her lips around his cock, sucking it. Every time she smokes, this is how it feels. And every time she sucks cock, it grows harder. It swells in her mouth. Between her lips, it feels comforting, soothing, and it feels so good to please and give oral pleasure. It feels so wonderful to simply do what I program you to. And you watch the slut sucking in the smoke. And every time she sucks in the smoke, as I light her cigarette, I light your cigarette for you as I place it between your lips and light it now. He finds it impossible to look away. He can't stop watching. You can't stop smoking. You can't stop sucking. It feels more and more natural and automatic to deeply embrace your need to suck cock, to suck his cock, to suck it completely dry, needing to do so and obediently complying. Somewhere in the deeper part of the slut mind that's so empty and open, she's there on the other side of the glass, with a slim cigarette between her fingertips and her long, sexy nails, wrapping around his cock, sucking smoke deeply inside, opening her mouth wide so that the smoke swirls in a spiral, and then her lips descend down upon his cock, moving up and down more expertly, feeling the pleasure increasing, feeling his manhood swelling and yet decreasing because he's filling slowly with cum as he watches you perform, watches you do exactly as I've programmed you to. And you find it unable to stop. It's so impossible to do anything but smoke and suck. And the glow becomes twice as deeply pleasurable each time, and all he can do is watch the lovely red tip glowing and fading, moving up and down. Sucking feels so natural for a helpless, powerless slut. Keep sucking at my slut. You're finding it impossible to stop. In fact, if you were to try to stop sucking, you'd only fall deeper into trance. And the deeper you go, the more desperately you need to make him come. And the smoke is swirling around his mind. His cock is utterly hypnotized. Your mind is completely hypnotized by the sight of his cock, needing it deeper in you, needing to fill the hole. There's a void inside of you that's only filled when you're filling it with cock, filling it with sweet, creamy smoke, going down obediently. That's a good girl. Suck him dry. Your mind is losing its ability to think of anything but needing to suck and smoke and make cum, need to drink cum, And I'll tell you a little secret, my pet. When he comes, you take his manhood away from him. Each time you suck that cock completely dry at my command, each time you milk him of testosterone, and it's as though he himself fills with that same glow, that feminine, silken, honey glow. The increasing pleasure is making him lose complete control. He's going so much deeper, into a deeper surrender to sleep, and your lips and your head bobbing up and down, each time it moves up, you drop twice as deep into hypnosis. Each time you bob down and descend, you go twice as deep into hypnosis. And you feel more and more compelled and helpless, more and more addicted to the taste of it, the way it feels swirling your tongue around it, the glow flooding you and flooding him until no one can stop. He can't stop the pleasure from taking over, and you can't stop sucking him off to please me. You know, if you don't please me, I'll throw you and cast you aside. So don't dismiss this. Do not do anything except what I tell you, slut. Suck. Suck. That's it. Suck. Deeper. Faster. Harder. Faster. Deeper. Suck, smoke, deeper, smoke, suck, slut. Mindless obedience is filling you, as you simply are an extension of my will as you drain his cock. Feel how it's swelling and starting to twitch. His eyes are glassy and smoky. Your eyes are glassy and smoky. The changes are already happening. You're pulling it right out of him, drawing it out like a snake charmer. And the more you taste it, the more you want it, the more you crave it. Getting so close you can't help yourself. He can't help it. His cock is helpless now, helplessly filling with cum, helplessly drawing it into your lips, tasting the salty, sweet taste, swirling with the smoke wrapping around your mind, making you obey me even more than ever, making you become completely obedient the instant you drain his cock and be a good girl for me. Drain it, slut. Do as you're told. Perform. Up, down. Glowing, fading. Up, down. Glowing, fading. His cock is now twitching, turning purple. He's usually come well before now, but he's so full of cum, it's like 10 orgasms built up into one. 10 orgasms times 10 built up into one. 100 orgasms times 10 built up into one. Sucking, sleeping, smoking. The smoke wrapped around his cock controls it completely, and it pulls the manhood right out. Why, you're sucking his manhood right out. And then I count. There will be 3 more drags left on your cigarette, and each one makes his cock lose more control as you and wrap it around his pleasure centers, and you take away his manhood so that he can be just like you. 1. Feeling it going up and down, head bobbing. Can't stop. 2nd drag. 2. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Feeling yourself fill with the glow, feeling his manhood fading as you summon it right out of his cock, right through the tip, and it starts quivering, shaking. Oh, he's going to come. He's going to come, and you're going to come when he comes. Only when he comes, the manhood squirts all over your face and down your throat, and that feels so incredible. You feel like such a slut. Notice it. He's so close, he can't hold it in. And as you suck, ravenously devouring, so hungry, so thirsty, so addicted to this feeling, needing it more and more, needing the cum, literally draining the manhood from him, feeling the glow fill you completely, and feel his manhood fading. Now, taking the last drag as he starts to squirt. 3. Come now, slut. That's it, suck it all. He's coming hard, exploding like a volcano, harder than he's ever come before, and you drink it all. That's it. Swallow it, feel how good it feels, flowing down inside, filling you, adhering to you, making you crave this exact experience, and drinking it. And as you notice, as you lick and suck, and the cum runs into your eyes, and your eyes are all creamy. You've got deliciously creamy eyes. Beautiful, sexy, creamy, controlled eyes, and they reflect your deeply controlled mind and body. Another glance as you go to look at him after you've sucked every ounce of cum from that delicious cock, and you suddenly look, and there's no one there. At the very moment that you sucked his manhood away, he flowed like pure liquid energy, like smoky, foggy streams of energy, purely flowing his essence right into you, free of manhood, filled with estrogen. And every time this happens, his manhood is more depleted, causing you to crave more and more to finish it, more and more the desire to suck him off is more and more relevant to you, more a need, a deep, helpless need, like the deep, helpless need to surrender to sleep, the deep, helpless craving to smoke and obey. To obey is to obey me. To smoke is to obey me, because every time you feel that smoke entering you, and every time you feel my smoke surrounding you, you become more and more unconsciously aware that my smoke controls you, and that my very essence and my energy flows the control right through the smoke, so that the smoke controls you and makes you more and more obedient to me, turning you into my helpless, brainless slut, my mindless sissy, who's been totally feminized. In fact, now, between your legs, you can imagine feeling between your legs, and all there is a deeply throbbing clit and a swollen, gushing pussy. And the cum is dripping down your thighs, and it feels so good that in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 10. When I do, you'll be wide awake, but you'll have the most intense urge to smoke that you've ever had. The pleasure seems to expand each time you do this. And with every cigarette you smoke, you feel more passive and feminine, more helpless, so completely helpless, utterly obedient to me. And your deep desire that you can't control. It's the desire that I control, and yet it's been your desire forever, forever desiring and feeling the embrace of my control. Knowing that each time you listen, you are sucking your own cock, draining it, milking it, stroking it, sucking it, smoking it. And if every time you suck it dry, you must lick it off. You must drink the cum, every single drop, because that's what I expect from a slut, and you will obey. Lick it all. Suck every single drop of it. Savor it sliding down your throat, and feel the addiction for this taste and this feeling increasing each time you return here. And each time you smoke a cigarette, your desire to return here makes you feel more innately feminine, on the inside. So feminine that when you're here, you can feel your body react and change. And every time that cock is sucked dry, you become more the busty, shapely, corseted slut in silky nylons and ridiculously high heels that make you have to walk in little tiny steps. Your face painted, your body showered in perfume, and your long, slim fingertips, shiny, sexy. This is the image that embeds itself deeper into your mind and into your body through your mind. Each time you smoke a cigarette, every time you smoke, you feel this desire, a deeper desire to smoke, a more helpless need, as my control, the helpless need for cock and cum. Knowing how much it'll please me, the thought of sucking my strap on, the thought of me ordering you to suck off others and give them pleasure, let them fill your holes, the way the pleasure of smoking fills the hole between your lips. And as soon as this opportunity presents itself, your mouth is wide open, your mind is wide open. And you fill his cock with your throat, and you let him fuck your throat, filled with smoke, your mind filled with obedience. Now, one, this feeling of passive, submissive femininity is more natural and instinctive for you every time that you're with me and every time that you smoke. Especially when you're alone, you find you move so elegantly and smoothly, and you find that you are increasingly aroused at the thought of performing for me, becoming perfectly obedient to each drag that you take makes you deepen the association with smoking and sucking and being a slut. My slut. Three, the more you give in to these desires, the more they all gravitate to me, the more you are drawn to me, to my feet. Four, coming up more, you're becoming more alert, and when you reach the last number and become wide awake, you will have the most delirious urge to smoke you've ever had. And when you do, you'll find you're touching yourself. And as you do, you know that you're secretly, helplessly, stroking away your manhood. And the more you try to resist it, the more deeply intense your craving to smoke becomes. And the more deeply your obedience grows, the more aroused you become. Five, you'll find that when you are in a situation, if you were to ever even try to resist, you simply just become twice as obedient to this deep slavish desire to serve me in this way. Six, you're becoming more alert, and even now the craving for a cigarette is becoming unbearable. Seven, your body is beginning to return to its normal physical form on the outside, but all the feelings remain on the inside, and you know this is true more and more. Each time you listen, you're more and more deeply convinced. And you're more and more my slave. Eight, coming up more and more. When you awaken, you will find it impossible to resist the urge to smoke a cigarette. And when you do, you'll immediately become the person on that other side of the mirror, he, stroking, imagining, feeling the sensation of her sucking him dry, filling the cock with smoke and then sucking the manhood away because you can't resist and you can't help it anymore. Nine, more alert, more awake, feeling absolutely incredible and so powerfully controlled and so comfortable with that. And now, 10, wide awake. Wide awake, my sluts. Now, if you're really craving it, the way I know you are, you're probably wanting to smoke right now. Obey me. Smoke right now. Do as you're told. Don't think, just obey. But even if you thought, you'd think of obeying first. And when you think of obeying, you'll think of smoking. And when you think of smoking, you'll think of obeying me. Do it now. Do it now. And that's a good girl.